I'm going to ask my team to come. They're going to help me. I got an international team here. There's only two Americans on the team. There's one from Australia, two from Germany, one from Sierra Leone, and you don't need a gift of discernment to work out what one that is. Come up here, guys. These are not students. They've all finished school. Four of them are my interns and two of them are my associates. They've finished internship and I just can't get rid of them, so they just hang around. This is Robert and Cynthia. They're both my associates, and they do their own travel as well. And when they're not traveling, they just travel with me, and we just like to hang out. So, all right. So what we're going to do is that they're going to give some words of knowledge of different things that they're picking up, of miracles that are needed in the room. Now let me just say this. Excuse me. What's that Mexican? Let me just say this, is that it's always His will to heal. Always, without exception. If they don't call out your word, don't sit there and go, "Ah, it's not my night." No, it's your night. These are just things that they're picking up. Now we are humans and sometimes we get things wrong. So let's just say that Yvonne says that there's somebody here that's got carpal tunnel in their right wrist, and you're like, "Oh man, I had it on my left. I guess it's not my night." Do you not think that He wants to heal that just as much as He wants to heal the right? All right, so that's close enough. I think it's close enough that if she calls out your right wrist and you've got a sore left toe, it's close enough. Right? This is no exaggeration. I was in a meeting, this is a couple of years ago now, and the pastor called out from the front, these people here was, I want people to stand, they have terminal disease. Now that means you're dying, right? My pastor friend beside me stood. And I'm feeling really bad because I didn't know he was dying. I didn't even know he was sick. And I went up to him after and I'm like, hey, I didn't know quite how to talk to him. I'm like, "Hey, I didn't know that you were terminal." And he goes, "I'm not. I stood because I had a sore back. I thought it was close enough." Okay, so we're not going to get all strung out and hung up because, you know, they call out the right wrist and yours is the left. Or, you know, just because they don't call out your word, think, "Oh, well, it's not my time." It's like, no, it is your time. It's always His will to heal without exception. Alrighty, are we ready? Yvonne.
Okay, this is working. Hello. If you have pain in your left shoulder, movement pain, and just, yeah, I think you fell on it or something.
Yeah, I actually felt carpal tunnel before Chris said it, so carpal tunnel.
I'm getting something to do with the lungs.
Just wave out if they call you, if they call your condition out, just wave so we know that kind of encourages them, you know?
If you got ringing,
what's yours?
Lungs. You got something going on with your lungs.
Lumps is close enough. If you got lumps, that'll work too, right? Lumps or lungs. Lumps, bumps, or lungs.
If you got ringing in your ear or partial deafness or something like that. As well, like, if you got, like, metal in your body.
Metal in your body. Metal is designed to dissolve. Yeah. It's in there to dissolve.
Anybody has tendonitis? Any part of your body? Several. So are people standing up, or?
They're kind of waving. We'll have them stand in a minute.
Yeah. If that's you, can you stand up? If you have tendonitis, any part of your body, you can stand up.
Anything that's been called out so far, just stand. Stand if you they've called your word out tonight.
Any issues with your sciatic nerves in your back? Any pain in that area? Yeah.
Even if it's caused by your own fault from doing something reckless on your skis. He still wants to heal you.
And problems with your rotator cuff, left or right?
Okay. This is one I always love to go after. This is just not a word of knowledge. I'm just living out of history because I always see it here. If you have floaters in your eyes, right, just little, you know, like, if you got them, you know what they are. Someone described them to me as spaceships floating around. All right? Anybody that's terminal, anybody that has a terminal or an incurable condition. I know we're all terminal in one sense, but not before time. Anybody that's terminal or incurable condition, you've been diagnosed with an incurable condition. Okay, here's what we're going to do. If you're standing, just put one hand up so we know who you are. Right? You're not waving to Jesus or anything. He can see you. He already knows where you are, right? So just put one hand up so everybody else knows who you are, right? I need everybody sitting to go and stand next to someone that's standing. Don't talk to them. Don't pray for them. Just go and stand next to them, and not someone that you came with. Go and find someone you don't know. And then pull their hand down. When you got someone, pull their hand down. Okay, we've still got three people over here on my left. Three people that have got their hands up. This is, everybody gets to participate. The youngest to the oldest is not a junior Holy Spirit. Okay, you got all them? Okay, wave out if you don't have someone yet. Okay, this gentleman here. You got him? Okay. Okay, wave out. Everybody got somebody? Okay. I tell you, this is really about childlike faith. The whole message tonight was really about childlike faith, or there's a couple of messages blended into one there. That's about childlike faith, that you don't really need to be that good at your job, but yet he says in Matthew 10, heal the sick. He didn't say pray for the sick, he said heal them. Right? So don't go, oh, but I don't know how to do that. You're at a great start. Right? Because you don't need to know how to do it. What you need to do is believe that he's good at his job and he lives in you and he wants out. Because the more you believe that he's good at his job and he already lives in you, he's trapped in the lives of unbelieving believers and he wants out. Our job is to let him out. Our job is to let God be God through us. Right? So tonight, no one's allowed to play hard and no one's going to play long. No one's going to shout, right? We don't need to shout at the enemy. He's not deaf, he's just dumb. All right, so turn to them, find out what their name is, introduce each other. Don't talk about your problem, just get your name. Okay. Now you got a new friend, you can take him to coffee. I hope Mammoth has good coffee, by the way. Redding's coffee is terrible. Okay. Okay, now here's what you're going to do next. I want you to ask them what they need healed. Right, now if you are the person that's needing healing, right, just say, I got floaters in my eyes. Right, you don't need to tell them how long you've had them, how they happened, right? Because if you tell them all of that, all of they're doing is drawing you into, you'll draw them into your atmosphere, right? So just say, I need a new arm, right? My arm fell off, I need a new one, or I need floaters, or, okay, just simply tell them what you need, right? Just real quick, 5 seconds. All right. Okay, next step is this. Ask them if it's okay. If it's appropriate, ask them if it's okay if you can put your hand on their body part that's sick. All right? If it's not, you know, some things you don't need to ask for, all right? Just put it on their shoulder. Okay, don't pray yet. Just put your hand, just find that. It's okay, and put your hand on that body part. If it's not, just put it on their shoulder. Okay. Now here's how we're going to pray. Right? The Bible says that we're seated in heavenly places. So that means that we don't pray to God, we pray from God. Right? We don't pray to heaven, we pray from heaven. We co-labor with God to bring heaven to earth. Right? So you are not going to pray, God, Jesus, would you come and heal this person? Because all he'll say is, I already did it 2,000 years ago. I told you to do it. Right? So you're not going to say, Jesus, come and heal them. And you're not going to say, Jesus, if it be your will. Right? It's already his will. He's already paid for it. He can't unpay for it. All right? So I want you to pray for 15 seconds, and I want you to pray the most simplistic, childlike prayer you can. Praying from heaven. So speak to the condition, right? Just command the condition off and bless them in Jesus' name, right? Go. Okay, 5 seconds left. Wrap your prayer up. Okay, finish your prayer. Okay. Faith needs an action. Right? So now ask them if it's possible. Can they do something that they couldn't have done before? Begin to test it out. If it's floaters, look around. You know, the back bend, move the shoulder, whatever it is. Begin to do something to test it out. Come on, move it around. Do something to test it. All right. Okay. Who knows that they either just got healed or something is happening? Put your hand up and wave. If you know you're healed or something is happening. Put your hand up and wave. Okay, we've got there. Back there, we're over there. Bless you. Okay? Now, if they've been totally healed, don't pray again, you'll mess it up. Alright? If they haven't, turn again, and I want you to pray again. Okay, go. Don't pray harder the second time, alright? It's like, oh, now I've got to pray a proper prayer. It's like, just pray out of rest. Okay, test it out. Begin to move it around. So Father, we bless these bodies right now in Jesus' name. We just release your healing grace. Father, we thank you, God, that it is your heart and it is your will for healing. So we just declare and we speak healing right now. Thanks, God. Okay, test it out. Move it around. Okay, how's those floaters going? Who had floaters? Are they gone? They're gone? Okay, who else had floaters? Are they gone? Is there somewhere where you can go better lighting to test them? Can you run across the road, the room across the road? It's more light in it. Who else had floaters? Are they gone? She can't tell. Do you need better lighting? Can you run across to the room across the road? There's still one. Okay, put your hand back on her eyes. Just say go, floaters go. That's enough, take your hand off, test it now. still there? Okay, pray again. Okay, if you know that something's happened in your body, raise both hands and wave them above your head. If something's happened tonight in your body, wave both hands above your head. Wave nice and high so I can see you. Okay, bless you, 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 bless you. Okay, what happened? What happened in people's bodies? What happened?
Had pain in my elbow. Just it's been there for 2, 3, maybe 4 months. I don't know, tendonitis, whatever it may have been, I don't know. It's not there.
Come on.
It's gone.
All right, somebody else? What else happened? The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. When we testify of what he's done, we're actually prophesying what he's going to do. Right? There's actually a miracle release just simply by you sharing it. If you've got tendonitis, test it out now. Okay, where's the lady that was healed of floaters? The gentleman. Come on up. Don't be shy. Come on up.
Okay, I've had lots of knee fun problems. I've had 4 knee surgeries, 5 meniscus tears on each side, 3 ACL specifics, and I just got prayed for it, and it feels better than this knee. So, we prayed for the metal to go. The metal's still there, but, you know, anything can happen. Yes! So...
Thanks, God. We just dissolve right now. Get you set.
You can feel it if you want to. Here. You feel it's like right there. It's like a pointy.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
I'm going to lose my balance. That's it.
Okay. She has 5 ACLs.
3 ACLs.
And 5 meniscus.
5 meniscus tears on my lateral and medial.
Here.
So, snowboarding.
Snowboarder.
But yeah, it feels great.
what couldn't you do? Can you do something you wouldn't have been able to do?
Well, I can do about everything, but it's kind of annoying. It's like arthritic, and it kind of just is annoying. So, it doesn't feel annoying.
just go and see Holly there, and she'll finish the medal off.
Hey. Hey. My daughter asked, what are floaters? And they're a little shadow in one of the eyes, and they float when you look that way, and you look that way, and they go that way. And they're gone. She put her hand on my eyes. And
you had them?
Yep. And Carly, come up here.
How long have you had them?
Long time. They pay me for my eyes, so it's nice to see crisp, sharp, clear. Carly had knee surgery 3.5 weeks ago for the same thing, ACL replacement, and was a little sore. And put
how's it now? Really good.
Really good?
Okay.
There's still pain, but I can, like, bend it more.
So is there still a little bit of pain left? No? A little bit. So out of 10's the worst, what is it now? One's perfect.
Like 2.
A 2. All right. I've got good news. Jesus paid for it all. Right? Now. What is it now? You can't feel, what's that?
Can't feel pain, so.
Hey God. Bless you guys. Somebody else? Is there anybody here that's got a problem not their little toe, but the next one in, on their left foot?
Hi, I'm Ross. Freeman prayed for my ears because they've just been deteriorating. The sound has been deteriorating, and it's like a helmet was taken off my head almost. Like I can, everything's so clear right now. It's amazing. Okay, thank you, Freeman. Thank you, Lighthouse.
Anybody got something going on with their little toe? You got bad toes on your left foot? Yeah, it's close enough. It's close enough. Anybody else got something going on in their toes? You got a broken left foot. Is it in your toes or in your foot? It was broken? Huh? Yeah? And how is it now? It could be better. Okay, just someone touch his foot. Someone touch those toes. Someone bend down, put your hand on their foot. Is there anybody here that can't smell? Anybody that has no ability to smell? You can't smell? Oh, awesome. Anybody else? Anybody else can't smell? Okay, come up here. You know someone that can't smell? You can't. Where is he? Okay, that's close enough. How long haven't you been able to smell for?
About 2 years. Because I've had sinus surgery and so forth. I get so much salt and steroids up there every day that there's no real.
So you can't smell at all.
Well, some very.
Okay. Okay, who's here who's never seen a miracle through their hands? Okay, come on up. You're going to heal them. By any chance, does anybody have an orange? Anybody got an orange here in church? Someone got an orange? Can you throw me an orange? Alrighty.
I never had someone heal through my hand. Alrighty. So
you take a nostril each. Okay, just put your hand on his nose. Right, now just pray the most childlike prayer you can pray.
You only have 5 seconds. Dad, you're so big. He is released.
That's your prayer.
Did I say German?
German, yeah.
Yeah. Jesus, ich glaube, dass du groß bist und du dich an das Wunder gesehen. Amen.
Okay, let's test it out. Wow, this is a hard orange.
You've got to bite the top off.
Yeah, I can smell some of it.
You can smell.
Yeah, it was a bit completely gone. It's faint, but it's. Well,
it doesn't feel like a very fresh orange. It really
I would try to know. I couldn't stand it. It would be so strong. And
yeah.
It's very sensitive to perfume.
Yeah.
Used to be. This has been a while.
Yeah, so that's not pleasant.
Yeah.
Thanks God. Okay. Who else has got a testimony this year? Come on up. We need to finish in a minute, but who else has got something this year? Come on up.
I have the left sciatica pain, but I only have it when I'm sitting down longer than an hour. So I have to stand up. So I don't really know if I'm a healed yet, but I'm proclaiming that I am. No, if I'm sitting, I need to sit. And then it goes down to my hamstring. But I was in Bethel and got prayer over that. And on my drive home, I still had it. So, but anyways, I felt heat this time. So I just want to proclaim it.
Okay, good job. All right. Okay, someone else? Can I have the interns? Can I have my team come?
Yeah.
I just want to share something that's in progress, something that's happening. A lady has had polio for 50 years, since she was 16 months old. She got it through the vaccine. And she's been in constant pain for, I think, 50 years. And she's had 8 operations on her right foot. And so all the nerves have been severed in her right foot. And so she hasn't got any feeling in her right foot at all or in her toes or anything. And now she's got feeling back in her foot. She's got feeling in her toes. Yeah, but she doesn't like that. She's gone for a walk and there's absolutely no pain. She actually went outside and went for a run. And there's no pain in her foot at all. And so, yes, we need test results, I guess.
Come on, Jesus. Come on. All right. Let's just give thanks. I tell you, thanksgiving always increases the kingdom. So let's just give a big shout of thanksgiving.